Welcome back to Comic Conversations. Today, we're just now passing up Halloween, so it's the season for cosplay. So let's get into that. What was your first cosplay, King?
See, my first official cosplay was Kakashi. I was Kakashi for Halloween about 5 years ago. I had like dyed my hair gray with some wax. I had the mask on, everything. I get hot easily, so I was trying not to have the mask on, but, you know, I had to look the part. And I went out to a bar for karaoke purposes, and I was the only ninja there, flyest ninja there, but the only ninja there, and it was comfortable. It was definitely my first time being outside, not at, like, a Halloween party with people I know, and it was fun. Honestly, it was super cool, and I definitely will be doing it again next year. How about you?
Okay. Now, my first cosplay, I dressed up as Afro Samurai. I had the homie. Now, anime wasn't as big, so you couldn't just walk in a store and get a cosplay like you could now. So I had my homie that was doing like seamstress type stuff, and she made me the pants and the gi jacket or the shirt. So, and then I went and bought me an Afro, had her make a headband from the leftover material. People had me taking pictures with the sword up to their neck. Like, hey, bro, take a picture like you're slicing my neck. Like, it was hella cool, man.
So I was going to ask if you had your Afro naturally or if it was, you know, aesthetic. But it's all right. Listen, I didn't have gray hair. You didn't have hair. So it's all good.
I couldn't grow it out because I was in the military at the time.
Ah, restrictions.
But I got a real funny look. Like, I drove through the base gate because I left something on base. I put the costume on off base. So when I drove back on base, because I left something in my room, I had it on. And they were like, do I want to know what you're doing right now? And I was like, nah, you don't want to know what I'm doing right now.
How do you even explain that? But yeah, I'm just...
You don't.
Have a good day.
Just take this military ID and let me in the base, bro. Don't ask no questions.
Listen, you came in there, you could have been a problem. With that headband, you just invite in more trouble. So I understand why they asked.
Number
they
one.
Know, they know. And if not, they'll learn now.
They're going to find out.
Exactly. A lot of people are finding out more and more about anime and cosplay. And it's primarily, if I make an opinion, it's because it's become mainstream. Like you stated earlier, you can go into Spirit of Halloween, Amazon, Party City, any random place that designs any type of costume and buy a popular cosplay. Obviously, it's not a super duper high quality and the real niche stuff is not going to be there. However, anime is everywhere, which means cosplay is everywhere, and it's been propelled because it's been visible everywhere. Like conventions, for one, always bring a lot of attentions, especially DreamCon, Comic-Con. All those make it okay, and it's always been okay, but it makes it more okay and more popular for everyone to see it. And the main thing that makes people more accepting of it is seeing someone that they know or that they like in the cosplay, which obviously brings us to Halloween and Megan Thee Stallion. Yo,
first one of the best things that's happened to anime.
She always kills her cosplays. She was Death the Kid. If you watch Soul Eater, on point. She did Todoroki, Real Hot Girl, and Koga. Listen. And then lately, if you haven't seen it yet, I don't know why you haven't seen it yet, but if you haven't seen it, I implore you to do so. She just did Starfire, and she did it so well. So very well.
I did see that.
Over 1 million likes in like 2 hours. I was one of them. I was two of them, actually. But listen, I like that celebrities on the forefront are making people more comfortable cosplaying, because a lot of people have these closeted feelings or these closeted emotions when it comes to cosplay. Or they'll do it at home. They might take their pictures, share it with their friends, have a close friend group or whatnot. But they never talk about it because, you know, people used to get ostracized for liking anything that isn't norm or isn't accepted. But we see a lot of people, Megan Thee Stallion. We saw Usher. Usher didn't do it right because Usher, hashtag spoilers. Spoilers are a thing in the anime community. Please don't do it.
Exactly.
He was like, spoilers. And then just ruined some vibe for some people. But a lot of people are becoming, like, even right now, if you're on your feed right now, you're seeing it be, whether it's the anime community or whether it's DC Comics, you're seeing Poison Ivy, the Catwoman's, all the goody good stuff. You're seeing all of that. It's becoming more and more popular. And quite frankly, I love to see where cosplay goes in the future. And I would love to say that cosplay is all that glitters is gold, but it's not. There's always someone who has something bad to say about it. Like, what do you, I'm pretty sure you've seen it. You're online just as often as I am. What have you seen when it comes to people who cosplay and people who have something to say about your cosplay?
Well, it's specifically always a certain group. Now, they wouldn't have gave me no hell for being Afro Samurai, but then you have people saying stuff like, Hinata isn't black.
Hinata isn't black.
Yeah, you already know. You know where the clip came from. Exactly. Like, you should just let people, because back when anime was first starting out here in America, when we were watching eight parts of a YouTube video and none of it really lined up, you're getting some of the old clip, you missed some of the episode that you should have seen, but you just did what you could to watch anime. Back when that was the case, you didn't really run into stuff like that because it wasn't about the pageantry. It wasn't about quote unquote accuracy to the character. It was all about you repping your favorite anime. And nowadays it's more so you have your elitists that are like, first of all, name 20 animes that came out in the year 2016 on a Tuesday. Like,
I don't get that. The quizzes, I don't get gatekeeping of anime.
The only thing I want with a quiz, I might ask you what you've seen, but that's because I want you to put me on to something new. I'm always open to a recommendation.
But that's how it used to be. Like I said, growing up, if you watched anime, if you knew anyone else in the school watched anime, you passively just overheard something like yeah, Luffy was just like, did you say Luffy? Do you watch One Piece? Are you a connoisseur of the fine arts, good sir?
Watch out, man.
How far are you into this One Piece show? And then you guys are just having conversations, and now you guys are cool, or you got put onto some new anime, and it was just that casual. But like you said, nowadays people have to make everything a competition. When it comes to leaking, JJK, you people made leaking a freaking sport. Y'all are so fast.
It was already a crime, but they made it a super crime.
I've never seen people get persecuted for leaking, and y'all should, because y'all waking up Wednesday, 3:47 a.m., first thing on the time on TikTok. I almost had a spoiler, depending on how far you are. Certain things. I'm not going to say it, because I have, you know, I have tact, decorum. Decency. I'm like people that like to say, this happened, that happened, you don't look the part. Don't give it a whole... First off, cosplaying is not cheap, okay? So if you see anyone trying to do their best to portray the character in their own light, drop a like and keep it scrolling. If you don't like it, you don't have to comment on it. They didn't do it for you. They did it because they enjoyed it and that's their passion. But you're like, oh, well... You're a little tall for this. You're a little small for this. You're a little big for this. You're a little black for this. And at the end of the day, first off, anime by default is anime in the Japanese community. They are drawing their characters to be generically Japanese unless stated otherwise. So a lot of people over here in the U.S. are not of that descent. So when you put on your stuff and you're like, oh, it looks closer to me, that's invalid. And we could easily have that conversation, but we don't. And by we, I mean like generically the black community. At the end of the day, if I see any cosplay on my, like, because for one, we get the harshest backlash when for real, we put a lot of people on. Like, anime is huge in our culture, especially the Boondocks. The Boondocks is dope. But anime,
love Boondocks.
Anime and cosplay go hand in hand. And at the end of the day, I'm not here to knock anyone for enjoying putting on costumes, becoming their characters, and living their best lives. Because at the end of the day, life sucks sometimes. And if this is how you get your escape, throw on your hat, grab your swords, don't hurt nobody. That's what I ask, you know?
It's a lot of confidence to cosplay.
What?
It's a whole lot of confidence. Because first of all, you got to dress up in something that might, especially the ladies, something that's going to be kind of ridiculous for somebody to normally be walking around with.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to sport it and post it for everybody to see and consume. So I commend anybody who comes up with a cosplay, whether it be they bought a pre-made one, they built one up from scratch. You got the people like Ebony Moonbeam, who for a while was doing like, what's she doing, like a cosplay per week or day?
A think it was like every other day at one point.
Yeah, that's crazy to do. To put a cosplay together, put it on, and make your, like, you have to sit there and make content off of it. And a lot of cosplays are hot.
Yes, they are.
Very hot to be in. Yeah, so kudos to everybody who cosplays.
Especially the women.
Now, we know a lot of cosplay came through yesterday, and we got to see some of it. Yeah, I saw, first of all, I know this isn't anime related, but earlier today, I saw a Pootie Tang cosplay. Oh, my God, bro. Yes, bro. I swear to God, that girl, she killed that.
Yo, I love these niche ones. Oh, my God, that was so dope.
But what about, since it's spooky season, and we're talking about anime, what's some of the spooky anime you think the people should be on the lookout for?
Okay, so when it comes to spooky anime, right, the aesthetics are different. There's horror, there's suspense, there's thriller, there's a whole bunch of them. But if you're into that dark, don't make a left turn or you might not make it home type stuff, listen, I got you. So, obviously, we have Junji Ito's Japanese Tales of the Macabre. Very dark. Very dark. Like, don't like anybody, just watch it and enjoy the story unfold. And it gets darker. You can go on and watch Spiral as well. Essentially, they're just common tales that take a darker turn. They have a few other options on Netflix as well, like the Grim Tales. Think of Little Red Riding Hood, you know, common tales. And then it tells you like a true backstory and it takes like a darker turn. And that's just dope. But speaking of dark turns, one of the more popular ones, if you're in any type of anime community, you've seen a tattoo of it, you've heard about it, and it drives you crazy. It actually makes you berserk, because Berserk is one of the darker shows. It's a seinen. There is no power of friendship and youth and we'll overcome. It's none of that shit. At the end of the day, it's about a dude named Guts who has a lot of guts and he's strong, like dumb strong. He follows a dude. He becomes part of their band. They're cool, roving group of mercenaries, real dope. And then you can't trust anybody, yo. It be your own man's.
And I band of the hog, no instrument.
Tell anybody that you know who watches anime that you're even thinking about watching Berserk. I promise you, they're gonna have one of three faces. It's either gonna be utter shock, like there's gonna be the weird people that have a weird grin. One of those. And then they have the why? Why do you want to watch that?
You gotta have a strong stomach.
You have to have a strong, it's not for the faint, but it's a spooky season. So at the end of the day, that's a bit more on like the aggressive side. But let's, if we were to dial things back, let's get off of like straight thriller, horror stuff. What do you have for more of like the ghosts and goblins and the occult? What you got for them?
Now, you got another, which was an anime where it's these kids in a class. There's this girl, she's the class president. She's super popular. And she got into an accident and passed. Now, when they decided to do the accident, not do the accident, when the accident happened, they decided that they would pretend that she never passed. So they left her seat untouched. They would call her name out during the roll. And what that basically did is somehow it invited a curse into the classroom. So now every year, well, it's not every year, but every couple of years, there is an extra student in the class, but the ghost messes with people's memories to where they don't know who it is. They assume that they've known all of these people their whole lives or that they were always in this area. And essentially, the ghost starts knocking people off in Final Destination style. So you have like one of the more popular clips that people have probably seen is the girl who was trying to get away and she stumbled down the stairs and she had a nice little meeting with an umbrella.
Oh, when she's like, she's running like, oh, we're best friends. And then the zombie grabs her leg. She's like, help me. She's like, get off me. And then she does.
Oh, that's a whole different one. Now, it's a real interesting show. And I promise you, you're not going to expect the ending to be the way it is. You're never going to guess who the person is. Unless you're just like super sharp. You got to be on another one for you to be able to pick that up.
I see you don't start.
That was accidental.
That's my stuff. It's okay.
Now, when we talk about the occult, you had your scene from JJK. Of course, Itadori was in the occult club. You got Mob from Mob Psycho. Big Mob. One of the greatest MCs ever. And then you have characters that are just obsessed with the occult, which you get a lot of that in Slice of Life. And one of the ones that I specifically like was Sanako Nakahara from The Wallflower. Now, she was just a socially awkward girl who there's these five pretty boys that live in her auntie's mansion. Her auntie is rich. And her auntie, they stay there, but they have to pay her rent. And the auntie was like, if y'all can turn my niece into a proper lady, then I'll let y'all live here for free. So
I'll take that.
Over the course of her living there, they're trying to like civilize her, but she's hella socially awkward. She like flees away from them because they're like super pretty boys, kind of like what King be trying to do when he be. Yeah, exactly. Stop. They're like that. She calls them creatures of light. And like her best friend is Hiroshi, which is a mannequin that's like half skeleton, half human under the skin. And she's got another one named Josephine that's just a skeleton with a nice little Sunday dress and a Sunday hat. So she's super into scary movies. She did Halloween up like it was a freaking Christmas festival. Like, she's super into the occult. So y'all should definitely check out The Wallflower, too.
Okay. Well, listen, definitely want to check out another. That one piques my interest. I like that. You never know who in the class isn't in the class. Yeah, I like that.
I think you're really going to like that one, bro. I really do.
Listen, I'm looking forward to that. But let's take a little break off of anime real quick. Let's cheer over a little bit. Let's talk about something that people need to read. You know, a lot of us need to read a little bit more, whether that's a book, whether it's a manga, or whether it's a manhwa. There is always another thing. Another thing you could be reading. You could be reading, especially manhwa. Manhwa is picking up. So, Noises, recommend some manhwa to the people. What you've been thinking? What's on your brain? Tell the people. Now,
last episode, you recommended to me Legend of the Northern Blade. And I have to say, Legend of the Northern Blade was some heat. 198 chapters, and I read them all in 3 days.
Damn.
Now, Legend of the Northern Blade, real simple. Y'all know I like me a nice little revenge story. Bro's pops was at the top of the martial arts world, and them boys was like, I mean, he cool and whatnot. You know, he not suppressing nobody, but he not letting us get our shine on. So 13 of the most hatinous people in the verse decide, yeah, we're going to go ahead and jump that boy. So they jumped him, but they still was scared because they knew he would at least took some of them with him. So they was like, he said, look, y'all leave my son alone and I'll just go ahead and let y'all take me out. Now, normal person, you would think they're not finna honor that. They're gonna murk that boy and then they're gonna take his son out. But they actually did it. Like, they let the son live. But they was like, no martial arts for you. If we catch you practicing martial arts, it's over for you and we ain't worried about that promise. But he secretly learned the martial arts because Pops was on some next level thinking. He left the instructions engraved in the property. He picked the martial arts up. It took him a while. There was a nice little time skip. 7 years passed. He mastered the martial arts, and he out here stepping on toes the entire time. I like a good revenge story where we got an MC that don't forget about his revenge, because I don't care about you being nice. Care about you being a good person, and now you don't want it no more. No, I don't want none of that. And he's not on that type of time. That boy said, I'm going to do what I want now. And what he want is to throw the paws with the people that was playing in Pop's face. So Legend of the Northern Blade was fantastic. One of my favorite manhwa tropes is going to be that you guys should really check out, and it's different than what you get from a typical manga type of trope, is the main character who's actually the villain. Now, one of the ones that I would recommend is actually going to be a villainess story that I saw. So she got reincarnated. So, well, we'll start in the future. She ended up being a tyrant. She didn't have the family like powers because they had a power system where they prayed to constellations. And she didn't get the powers, but she was one of the most intelligent people in the verse. And on top of being one of the most intelligent people in the verse, she actually was top two in the whole verse in terms of swordsmanship.
Okay.
So her brother had the powers and he was charming and everything, but she offed her brother because her pops never paid any attention to her when she was a kid, despite her being a better ruler, a more intelligent leader, a smarter person. Like, and her brother was really an underachiever, but he was like the personality hire, basically. So she decided, I'm just going to take that. And she ruled the country with an iron fist, but she let her emotions get the best of her because she never got the love from her pops. And she ended up, you know, offing pretty much everybody that was important to her and running the country into the ground. So she ended up getting reincarnated, and now she's trying to figure out how I'm still going to be who I was, but I might slightly improve on that process, so don't nobody try to off me this time.
Might spare a few people. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, we're going to spare a few people. We're going to make this a little bit nicer. It's called The Tyrant Wants to Be Good.
The Tyrant Wants to Be Good. Okay. Well, listen, following your trope, obviously, I got put on to Mist, Might, and Mayhem. And it is different from the beginning. It is very different from the beginning. So me, typically, I'm a shonen dude. I'm into the isekais where the guy was a king or whatever, got reincarnated, and now he's a seventh son of the seventh son, and he has to get powerful. That's what I'm used to. Let's raise up the country, raise up the land, save my family. That was not what happens here at all. So Mist, Might, Mayhem. Might as well be called Mist, Might, Mayhem, Menace, because that's what the dude is. He's a problem. It starts off, right? Young Bull sees his... This is all first chapter, so it's not even really spoiling nothing. First chapter, Bull comes back from getting some herbs to see his grandpa, the only person he cares for, mind you, bisected. Grandpa over there and over there. He got JJK'd. see how you tastefully do spoilers? See how that doesn't taste? Right? But after that's done, Bull's like, you know what? Bet it. That was the only person that was kind of keeping me in check. Like, for real, I only rock with none of y'all. Matter of fact, hey, you come here. Who, me? All right, cool. You done. Bull just start wrecking anybody in sight. Like, and Bull is not like, oh, he's a little strong. No, Bull's a problem. Untrained, no arts, no nothing, just raw power. Dude's on a spree, destroying everything that he can and anyone who would dare cross his path, because Bull trying to get his look back for his grandpa and then some. To be honest, I feel like it was a little more like he just wanted it, and that was just the gateway.
He was letting it out.
He couldn't, you know, run rampant from the chapter one, so obviously he runs into someone who could check him a bit because they have training and stuff. But that's just the start of it. He's like, okay, you got me for now, but watch this. And then you finish reading it, because I'm not going to tell you guys what happened, but listen, Mist, my man, Menace, it's a problem. I'm enjoying it so far. And as far as my recommendation for this week, I'm going to go for Auto Hunting with My Clones. All right, peep, right? Bull is a slightly overweight dude who just wants to become a hunter so he can make enough money, so he can play games and just enjoy his life. Real casual, real humble goals. I like that, right?
You like that.
He goes, gets his power awakened, and he has a power of cloning. I mean, I kind of just said it in the title, so that kind of just makes sense. Now, here's the thing. The previous incident when this has come about, the first guy who had this power, oh, he got signed on a big deal. Think of like a one-hit wonder type person. I'm not going to insert a name here, but think of any one-hit wonder. We're thinking the same person. It's cool. One-hit wonder, they get signed. They're like, oh, show me the rest of it. And he's like, oh, no, this is all for show. Because I'm a seven of these guys, but they all just look nice. They do got that shit on, though, but they not doing much with it. That's how it is. So when he gets his power, people are like, We don't really. We saw what the last guy did with that. You good? He gets frustrated because he's like, damn, I got a corny power. So he gets mad. He's like, let me see this work out. So he summons his clone. Boom. He's like, here. And the clone catches it. He's like, wait, you're real. He's like, I wonder if it's identical. So the dude starts checking himself out on some like narcissism type stuff, but also I need to see how my powers work. And he's like, all right, let me see how this works out. Starts reading it. So he's like, all right, whatever the clone does, I get credit for. So all right, he's like, yo, do push-ups. Mind you, a little out of the way. So he tries. He stays there, wakes up. He's like, ah, what's this? Notification. Strength increased by 1. Endurance increased by 5. Clone on the floor, damn near passed out because you said do push-ups and it never stopped. So he's like, oh, bet it. Now I could get my money without having to work. I could get a job, make the clone do it. I could stay home and play RuneScape and we all good. Bet it. And he does just that. But then he's like, I need more money. So he starts taking on more dangerous jobs and he goes into dungeons and it's just great. It's just, it expands. It starts off so simple and humble. And then you're like, oh, what happens next? Shadow clones. Whole lot of fun stuff. But listen, that's my recommendation. Naruto. Exactly. But I'm going to keep it 100. He don't even need the QB. No spoilers. Listen.
He really nice.
Auto hunting.
I've been reading it.
Auto hunting with my... Oh, you've read it. Good. Yeah. Listen. It's a good job. It's a good job. Now, manhwa's great, right? But we all know manhwa didn't get us into this. Manhwa didn't bring us into the community. Anime did. Whether you got your first anime from Adult Swim, you know, you woke up, fell asleep, Boku wa shita, and Yuyasha or playing in the background, or Yu Yu Hakusho, whatever it is, everyone got that. But anime doesn't get it right. Which is why I be dreaming of a world, right, where a lot of anime gets the Full Metal Alchemist treatment. Now, if you're in the community, you know Full Metal Alchemist, you love Full Metal Alchemist, it's amazing. I have nothing negative to say about Full Metal Alchemist. Full Metal Alchemist is the only anime that I've seen to get 2 successful makes. Not a remake, 2 successful makes. Full Metal Alchemist had to get stopped because they caught up, in which case it became non-canon, whatever you want to call it. Then we got Brotherhood, which stayed true to source, which everyone loves, right? I feel as though a lot of other anime could benefit from stopping at a certain point and then pivoting off. I need the reverse Fullmetal Alchemist treatment. Don't stay canon, please. Veer off. Naruto. Naruto's over. We could talk about it. The Naruto War was great, right? We got to see the strong buildup, Madara over here, one-man army type John. Like, he really over here just running through everybody, literally. It's a sight to behold. We're like, oh man, this is so great. And then, insert space ninjas. Why'd the aliens have to come in and ruin all that? Like, Madara could have been the end all, be all, big bad, it was over. It's like, nah, yo. Just forget about the aliens. If we could just change that and make sure that never happened, that'd be great. And for you readers, JJK, listen, it's great, but I promise you, you haven't seen JJK on your feed at all since the manga ended. There are several reasons behind that, none of which I'll speak on right now. However, if we could just stop at a certain point and then pivot elsewhere, JJK could come back just as strong as it did initially if it just got the reverse Full Metal Alchemist treatment. And honestly, that's what I've been dreaming about. Damn, I missed that. But let's go back to reality. Let's talk about the anime they should be watching this week. What you got for them, Noises?
Now, I know Dandadan, I don't know when they pivoted, but they put the episode out on...
Thursdays now.
Blue Lock, we might be getting some more Slideshow Lock later on this week.
PNG Lock.
Now, I will say that there was one person animating the whole thing.
Damn.
Because he put out a tweet on Twitter, and he said he was the only person on the anime team with a ridiculous time frame. And allegedly, he left the project at a certain point. So it's going to be interesting to see what exactly is going to happen if they got some more people in there to put the anime together, or if the quality just gets worse. We will see with the coming episodes. Not what we will not be getting is One Piece.
Hey, man. We know it's okay. It's not okay, but it's okay. Listen, they need their rest. Go ahead, take your break. 6 months? What's 6 months? It's six goddamn months. Yo, it's six months. April. Like,
considering Naruto is not running anymore and his son is disappointing everybody, Bleach is holding it down for the big three.
What? Yo, Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War looks so good.
Top tier, bro.
Audio's good. The graphics.
That's why I can't wait for this One Piece remake by Wit Studio.
Same. I'm looking forward to that. And we have the remake of Fishman Island coming up as well. So I'll take that too. It's not what I want, but it'll hold me over. And thankfully, we have a bunch of other things to watch along with ReZero, Rurouni Kenshin, and Demon Lord 2099. So we have a couple of things to look out there for. And Sword Art, if you like the Gun Gale Online, John. To each their own. I'm not here to knock Sword Art. Quite frankly, I love Sword Art.
It's one of the starters. That was one of those staples in the beginning.
Absolutely. And then everyone just started hating on it. I don't understand it. Listen, I'm a Sword Art fan.
Later on, it wasn't that great.
You can skip some things and you'd be completely fine with that. You know, I like Alicization, personally, but that's just me. All right. Now, the anime, manga, we'll be reading this week. We'll be reading.
So, we're not reading One Piece.
It's only one more week, though. It's cool, though. It's only one more week, though. We straight. Why you got to keep saying
that? But you know them boys be gassing up Kagurabachi. They love them some Boruto.
The new one, the Blue Vortex. I heard great things. I'm not reading it, but I've heard y'all are. More power to y'all. Convince me. Please.
They got that drip and the artwork looks pretty cool, but right? I just can't allow myself to get into it. Sakamoto Days is putting chapters out and I would like to see. I don't know if I want to start reading it considering we're supposed to be getting the anime next year in like January.
That's why I haven't read it as well. Cause I'm like,
that's the only reason I haven't seen it.
Right. But if you have started watching, you could start reading Undead Unluck. Listen, it looks good. And if you started watching The Elusive Samurai, good watch. You can read that too. A lot of things are getting picked up, and I'm glad to see more and more projects coming out, especially from studios you don't really hear from. Yeah.
That's probably about to pick up Blue Lock, though, if they keep playing this animation.
I mean, if you're reading Blue Lock, if you're watching Blue Lock, you might as well.
If you're watching it, you are reading it. You're reading it with words. It's an audiobook.
You're not wrong. Listen, we go, like you said, it was one person doing all that. So for the one person to do it, I give you kudos. Kudos. And the person left, which means I probably just tried to copy and paste whatever they had and not do too much. So I commend the person for rocking as long as they did. All right.
Yes.
Now, anime is always a hot topic. There's always some type of problem. There's always some conversation to be had in the anime community. And honestly, it was weird even coming across this. But let's talk about this, right? Certain things in anime do not change, all right? Whatever your first anime is, it never changes. That's just a staple. You started off somewhere and you graduated, you grew, that's fine. Certain placements, like, I don't know, the big three. These are not interchangeable. This is proven. These took Shonen Jump and propelled anime to new heights. This is not to say that other anime isn't good or other anime isn't great or that things afterwards could be better. No. What we're saying is the big three does not change. The only thing within the big three that can change is your opinion on which one is your favorite or which one's the best. And honestly, if you don't have One Piece at the top, I understand. Everyone has their own biases and a lot of people have incorrect answers somewhere and that's fine. I'm not mad. But just know the big three, One Piece, Naruto, and Bleach, have been cemented and are not going anywhere. If you want to try to treat Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War as something else, I'll accept that conversation. But even if we don't add it into Thousand Year Blood War, we're running up numbers. So I don't want to hear people online trying to say, oh, My Hero should be the big three. Demon Slayer should be the big three. Sir, you should change your opinion because that's... It might be great now, You want to see who's running the next gen? Cool. Different conversations. You want to talk about the dark horses? We can have those. What's the best seinen? What's the best that? You can have those conversations, but don't try to knock out or replace the big three. That's not how this works. It's not how it is. You can't change the golden years. It's cemented. It is what it is. And if you hating, that means you just probably like Demon Slayer even afterwards, finding that the animation is actually not really there.
Stop, bro.
Why is it not there, yo? What you mean? These people just over there.
I don't understand that either, man.
If someone, how would the people turn invisible, turn to mist? If you drop me a sword, how can I not see you? What is Demon Slayer? I like Demon Slayer. I read it. All that. It's great. It was great up until I feel like I'm just gonna. Remember I said the whole Full Metal Alchemist treatment? I'm gonna treat Demon Slayer with the Full Metal Alchemist treatment and make that what they said non-canon. And that way I'm back to enjoying. You see how that works? I don't like how something works, so I just change how I perceived it in my head. And that's enough for me. That is enough for me. But what kind of news you got for the people? What you got?
Now, I am very excited. So one of the last three anime that I rated as a 10 or 86.
What's that?
86 was a mech anime.
Okay, keep going.
We'll talk about that on a later date. We're going to talk about mech anime on one of these episodes.
You totally got that.
So 86 was, yes, I do have it. I do have it. Yes, I do. 86 was a mech anime, and when I do, I'm gonna be putting my Gundams up here.
Respect that.
Terror and Resonance, I rated that one a 10. And before that was Steins Gate. Steins Gate, one of the most perfect anime out there. I could not think of anything that I would have done to make that anime better than what it was. Now, Steins Gate, for starters, is about this dude. He's running a science club. He's obviously very socially awkward. He's obviously very nerded out. That boy is strange. If I saw him doing his whole spiel with the lab coat, and he's not even in an actual laboratory, but he's in an apartment, I would think he was crazy. But he's convinced that time travel is real. So him and his peoples get together, and he actually manages to make a time machine. But as soon as he does this, he realizes that he probably never should have went on this journey to begin with. It's a little bit slow for the first few episodes, but once the plot really starts rolling through, it's just on the edge of your seat the entire rest of the anime. Now, Steins Gate came out a while back, and I assumed because of the way that it ended that everything was pretty much over. But they're going to be not only doing a reboot, but once the initial is rebooted, they're going to be doing a continuation. And that's supposed to be coming out next year. So a continuation for Steins Gate is huge news for the anime community.
Okay.
Very big news.
All right, listen. Listen, I'll rewatch Steins Gate because I haven't watched it in forever. It wasn't one of my tens, but listen, to each their own. I
don't it's think it's a 10. What?
I listen to each their own. We're not going to have this debate, right? Huh?
What you get?
I don't know, but the only thing I've given a 10 so far is Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. That's the only thing I've given a 10 so far. A lot of things have been close. If I stop certain anime at a certain point, it gets a lot better as well.
Like, have you seen Terror and Resonance?
I have not. What's that about?
Okay, we gonna put you on some shit now.
Listen, I'm open to it. Listen, no one can beat someone's favorite out. At the end of the day, whatever your favorite is.
No, it's not my favorite. My favorite is Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh, we know that.
That's a 10 to me.
You didn't say that. You said one of the three things. You give a 10.
No, I'm saying one of the last three anime that I gave a 10. Ones.
Okay, I thought you were talking. Okay.
The last three that I gave a 10. Not the only 10s that I have. Because, but Terror and Resonance, though, is these two dudes. They go around the city committing terror attacks, trying to get, like, the attention of the government. And they're trying to expose the government. And I don't want to give away any information because I don't want to ruin the plot before you have a chance to check it out. And maybe we'll talk some about it in the next one if you check it out. All right. It's a short anime. I think it's less than 24 episodes. Might be 13 episodes if I remember correctly, but you should definitely take a look at it.
I definitely will. Listen, I appreciate you not spoiling that, you know, because sometimes I just want to, if I find a spoiler, sometimes I just want to beat him like, why would you ruin One Piece like that? If any of y'all ever find the One Piece is a ruiner, I swear to goodness, there will be a problem. You will get beat. But you know who else can get beat?
Who?
Goku. Listen. Uh-oh. I don't understand why there are, power scaling will always be a thing, okay? As a One Piece fan, as a huge One Piece fan, let me add that, there are always people in my comments section that's like, well, Naruto can do this because he's planetary. Oh, well, he can't beat... I'm like, bro, they're not even in the same universe. But so you want to have these conversations about who could beat someone not in the same universe? Cool. I did last week, I talked about who could beat Goku. And we all know Sailor Moon was watching Goku. If you don't believe, you just haven't watched Sailor Moon and you're just stuck in your fanboy phase. And that's okay. We all have opinions. And once again, like I said earlier, you can be wrong. But this week, Noises, who you got beating Goku? Because the list goes on. The list goes on. And it got to be from the verse. What you got?
The list is massive. Maybe. Now, I know I've told you some of my picks for who could beat Goku, but today I'm going to be talking about that boy, Saint Seiya. Now, Saint Seiya, I'm sure people have heard about him. People have heard the name tossed around because they talk about powers all the time. But nobody's ever really, I've never heard anybody really go in depth about what happens in Saint Seiya. So Saint Seiya has something to do with like constellations. So Sagittarius, and Seiya himself is the Pegasus constellation. These boys draw upon the power of the cosmos, or it deals with the stars and the universe. Initially, it's like your normal series where they just scrapping back and forth. Later into the series, though, like, first of all, they can survive in the vacuum of space. That's already an L for Goku because he can't breathe in space. Now,
he can?
No, he can't breathe in space, bro. He has to have oxygen.
No, remember he was fighting Beerus and whatnot in outer space? And when he had...
They were still in Earth's atmosphere, bro.
Oh, damn.
He can't breathe in space.
I tried, Goku.
Now, so even if he is planetary, let him blow it up. He's gone. Now, these boys are later into the series when they start getting into the Golden Claws and some of their other more upgraded powers. You're looking at Saint Seiya being able to resist erasure. You basically try to erase him, like, for example, Zeno, and he's just going to be like, nuh-uh. So that's for starters. He's out here. He has immeasurable speed. The feats that they pull off in the Saint Seiya verse are absolutely ridiculous. But like I said, these characters are dealing with constellations, stars, galaxies, the cosmos. And people need to realize that just because Goku's super strong, we're not saying he's weak.
He's not.
We all know he's stronger than a majority of some anime characters. But let's be real. Saint Seiya is obliterating everybody in the verse.
All right. Well, listen, talking about Goku, you know how we do. We close it out on a DBZ-style stuff. So,
I'm ready for it.
Will cosplay become more mainstream? Will the One Piece come back? Will we find any more spooky anime? Find out next time on Kami Conversations.
Yes, sir.